Well, unfortunately, there are no statistics kept on firefighter cancer rates in Atlantic Canada, or I actually believe in Canada as a whole. Hopefully that will change on a go-forward basis. What I can tell you is that I have personally attended multiple funerals of firefighters who've died from cancer. And from my perspective, and as and all of my colleagues that are firefighters, we consider one death from cancer as too many. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's very concerning when the equipment that you wear that's supposed to or designed to protect you from high heat environments, in fact, could be contributing to cancer rates amongst our members. Yeah, that was pretty upsetting. But yeah. I wasn't surprised by the statement.
And that's because this issue has been developing for a while. That people have been learning about this. You sent me a link to a documentary that's being produced about this issue.
Yeah, it was surprising. It's funny how committed family members can be when one of their own becomes ill. And it was the wife of a firefighter who started to really dig into why her husband had contracted cancer from his job. And that's when she got some scientists to start doing some research, and they discovered that PFAS contained in the gear itself could be contributing to cancer amongst our members. And it's just kind of gone from there, where we've hired our own scientists and started to conduct our own research, and it's pretty troubling discoveries.
Indeed. And following Edward Kelly's statement, firefighters, at least in the U.S., are being advised by the union to reduce exposure to this firefighting gear, including by keeping it out of living quarters, for example. Are your members taking those kinds of steps as well?
Well, as part of a proactive approach to reducing our members' exposure to carcinogenic materials that can be deposited on your gear when you're fighting fires, our department and most departments have developed policies that forbid members from taking their turnout gear into the living quarters. But what makes the statement from our president even more poignant is the fact that it wasn't uncommon in the past when new gear was at the department to be evaluated, or members were weight training with new gear on, that they were wearing it all the time in the living quarters because it had never been to a fire. So, there was nothing uncommon about that practice. So it's kind of a twofold statement with respect to, or you don't take the gear into the living quarters if it's been contaminated, but even more so, it's the gear that we were wearing thinking it was okay because it had never been to a fire. Tested it out, size, fit. And a lot of our members are into training with their gear on to better prepare them to do the job. And it's pretty concerning when you discover that even doing those things can create an elevated risk of exposure to cancer.
And one report after this news broke indicated that manufacturer 3M, major multinational corporation, has pushed back on the link between cancer and their products, saying there's limited research indicating the chemicals actually cause harm. But any comment on that, or how concerned are you about these chemicals in firefighters' gear generally?
Well, I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I've read a lot of studies on cancer in our industry over those times, and it doesn't surprise me that a manufacturer would push back, because it represents millions and probably billions of dollars in product for they may not be able to use on a go-forward basis. I think everybody understands that you can conduct enough studies, and you just eliminate the ones that you don't like the answers to and keep the ones you do like the answers. In our case, when we get bad news, we think it's pretty relevant that our members are privy to that news. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all that the chemical industry pushed back.
Okay, well, anything else to add about this issue or the issues affecting firefighters right now?
Well, I think it's telling that the World Health Organization and that one of their divisions is which is called IARC, which is the International Agency for the Research on Cancer. Just this past July, firefighting used to be categorized as a Group 2B, which means it was possibly carcinogenic. And as of July of this year, firefighting is now considered a Group 1. Carcinogenic agent to humans, which means, as a general rule, that's reserved for chemicals. Now, actually, we've got an industry or a profession that is actually considered carcinogenic.
Wow. And is there anything that you would like to see government do, for example, steps taken by decision makers to try to help and support firefighters to turn the tide on this?
Well, I certainly think that we like to work collaboratively with government. We don't expect the government to do all the heavy lifting, so we like to work with government. But most governments in Canada, at least I can say, have taken a proactive approach and made some cancers presumptive. That's not equal across the board at this point, and we're striving for that. But I think more important than that is we really need to focus on prevention. And I think that's where we need to, we tend to be a reactive society instead of a proactive society. And it would be really nice in collaboration with government if we could take a more proactive approach to preventing and educating our members with respect to cancer and mental health issues as well.
And that was Glenn Miller, president of the Atlantic Province's Professional Firefighters Association. CHMA has also reached out to Sackville Fire and Rescue for comment.